You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Understanding Te Tiriti, a handbook about Te Tiriti or Waitangi, is a new guide created by lawyer Ruimata Smale, Ngāti Maniapoto, Tainui, and English, Scottish and Irish descent. I spoke to Smale about the handbook and what she hopes people will take from it. I started off by asking Smale about her background as a legal counsel in the Waitangi Tribunal and creating education resources about Te Tiriti. Here is that interview.
I've been a lawyer for 2 decades, and my primary specialty has been cases about the Treaty of Waitangi, discrimination suffered by Māori, and asserting tino-ranga tiratanga of Māori. In the last 8 years or so, I've started a website for primary schools, particularly with resources for Te Reo and about the Treaty and New Zealand history. About 5 years ago, I started doing workshops for organisations, schools, departments about Te Tiriti. And this year, I've just published my first book, Understanding Te Tiriti.
What inspired you to write this handbook?
I've spent 20 years as a lawyer, so I've spent all that time learning and packaging up what I'd learnt for primary school children and then for workshops for organisations made me think about what I've learnt and how to make it really easy for people to understand and absorb. And just at the end of the last year, the time was right. I felt like I could explain things in a way that was clear enough to be able to put it into a book. And it just felt like the time was right to have something that would help New Zealanders really understand Te Tiriti.
Can you tell us about some of the key concepts and ideas that the handbook covers?
I think the handbook really clearly explains what was actually agreed between Māori and Britain in 1840. And so that's what's in Te Tiriti, the Māori version. What's in there was discussed with the rangatira and the Queen's representatives. And we have, for 10 years that now, had the authority on that, on the treaty, the Waitangi Tribunal, their report, which said Māori didn't give away their sovereignty. The main point of Te Tiriti was the Crown needed the sole right to buy land from Māori. That's what they wanted. And that's all Māori really promised. It recognises that Māori discovered Aotearoa and were the owners of all the land at that time. So I think that's the fundamental basis for the book. And then I go on from there and explain that what was in the treaty was different and how it differed. And then I try to take through the story, not just of what happened at Waitangi in 1840, but really how that's played out through land loss, laws that have hurt Māori, and how it's still playing out today.
Why do you think it is so important that New Zealanders understand the difference between Te Tiriti and the treaty and recognise Te Tiriti?
Te Tiriti is the agreement that started Aotearoa that we see today. It was the basis on which British people and all other people could come to New Zealand, and was the basis on which they could have land to live on here. So it's the founding document is Te Tiriti, and it's really important to understand our foundations, but then also understand where things went wrong. So that we know why we've got to the situation that we're in today.
The handbook also discovers how Māori asserted tino rangatiratanga and how that has benefited Aotearoa both historically and today. So can you explain for those who might not know what the concept of tino rangatiratanga is and why it's so important for our democracy?
So prior to Te Tiriti, Māori were the first people in New Zealand owned the land and had their own way of living. And the Te Tiriti basically recognised that. It talked about Māori retaining what they already had, which was tino rangatiratanga over their lands, resources, and way of life. And what we're looking, when we hear about assertions of tino rangatiratanga today, particularly focuses on the right of Māori to determine our own lives. So how that plays out, for example, in health is being able to access our own health solutions like rongoā, Māori health providers, rather than being told you have to go to the other services that haven't really worked very well for Māori and where Māori have faced discrimination. I think that's one side of looking at it, and it can be a bit scary, I think, when non-Māori hear that Māori are asserting tino rangatiratanga. So I wanted to put a little bit of focus in the book on how that leadership by Māori as the first people of Aotearoa actually is really good for everyone, that tangata tiriti benefit all the time. And so I wanted to point to some of the things that we quite often see on the news that people might remember. So whenever there's an emergency, you always hear about marae welcoming everyone from their community, not just Māori people, not just the people from that marae, but they always welcome everyone. And that's an assertion of tino rangatiratanga, doing things in our own way, but it benefits everyone. And another example that I think is really clear is that the whānau ora network of Māori providers during COVID-19, the last statistic I saw that they had vaccinated over 500,000 people, and 91% of those were tangata tiriti, non-Māori. So it's not something to be scared of. It's something for all New Zealanders to embrace as it benefits us all, and it's a special part of being a Kiwi.
And what are the main takeaways that you hope people, Māori and non-Māori, get from the handbook?
Number one, I hope that they'll feel better informed, because I think that, you know, my generation in particular, and I'm in my 40s, we didn't really learn the basic facts about our history and about te tiriti. But I think I get the sense that, you know, students of universities now seem to know a lot more than I did coming out of school. So first of all, my main goal was that people would feel better informed. And I guess the book is hopeful, because those examples of Māori asserting tino rangatiratanga, you know, sort of show that there's hope for the future, and that together we can honour te tiriti. So I guess that's my answer. I hope that people will take away a feeling of being better informed, and also a feeling of hope.
And finally, where can people find this handbook to get their own copy?
So they can purchase a copy through waiakobooks.com, spelled Y-W-A-I-A-K-O books.com. And for schools and libraries, they can purchase it from Wheelers.
And that was lawyer Roimata Smale, Ngāti Maniapoto, Tainui, and English, Scottish, and Irish descent, speaking about her new handbook about te tiriti.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.